Okay, we're back once again. Let me go to the caller here. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello?
I'm done.
Okay. All right. Well, anyhow. Oh, the phone's ringing again. Well, just a second here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Sorry?
Yes.
Why here? Somebody else, not you.
Oh, why is there somebody else, not me?
Yeah, they're asking questions, and
they're answering.
They said who Charlotte's Web.
Oh, that's the Scarlet's Web thing.
So, are they playing a rerun? Or
yeah, that's a rerun. Yeah, I'll be back here in a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Is Nate still on there? No. Oh, okay. Okay, caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? No. Strange. Oh, my. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Scooby-Doo was a Great Dane.
A Great Dane? Oh, well, no. We're all mixed up here. Thanks for calling in. Hang on. Uh-huh. Oh, God. It's all screwed up. She said, told me it was a Great Dane dog.
Yeah, you're fine. You're on the air.
I am?
Yeah.
What about this Great Dane dog?
They must have been listening before when that other show.
Oh, here we go. Yes, call her if you want to call back. It's a Great Dane in the neighborhood. Okay. Okay, now just a second. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie. People are trying to answer questions that Nate had last night on his
show. Yeah, that's what I thought.
On the show.
They're trying to answer Nate's questions.
I recognize Nate a lot easier than you, Charlie.
Yeah, right.
It's no problem. But that's the situation.
Well, we're going to have to straighten it out.
Technical difficulties here for
Very
a while.
Good.
That's
okay.
What to expect.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay. Well, I've got an invitation. Well, it still says Nate on my screen. Yes, caller, go ahead.
I was the one that called and said it was a Great Dane. I thought you were asking what kind of dog was Scooby-Doo.
Oh, really? Well, that's from another program.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Oh, okay. My.
Oh, me, oh, my. Okay, so I've... Yeah, let me see here. Let's go... I was telling you about the Boy Scout lanterns at the hardware store in Mount Gilead, in Caledonia. Now, what was the lady's name that had the hardware store? What was the name of the hardware store in downtown Caledonia? And that hardware store was right across from where George Kasotis was born. What's the name of the hardware store? It's long gone. 740, it's right next to where the American Legion would be, or is now. 740-383-9944. That's our number to call. Okay. And can you give me the name of that hardware store? Now that goes back a few years. Okay, caller, go ahead.
That's the May Hardware, and that's Pearl and Jack Codlow.
Boy, you're right on the button. The May Hardware Store, yes.
Yeah.
Would you like a ticket for a smoothie?
No, I shouldn't have called back in. This is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy!
No, Pearl, every time someone got married, I've been married 67 years, she would give the bride a gift from the hardware store.
Oh, really?
I think that's what her father did because Mom Bales and Dad Bales, when they was married in the 1920s, they received one of those hanging lamps.
Oh, no kidding.
From the hardware store, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's interesting. Wow.
Well, that was, I thought it was nice.
Yeah, everything was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Especially since I'm 88 years old now.
You're 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling. Hey, couldn't I give you a smoothie?
Well, I don't have no way to get over there. So that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Nancy. Thanks. Okay. All right. We're in business. May Hardware Store in downtown Caledonia. Okay. Now, let's go to downtown Caledonia once again and find a grocery store. Now, there was probably a long time ago a couple of grocery stores, one on the southwest corner and one on the, you might say, almost the southeast corner. Okay, can you give me the name of either of those grocery stores? 7403-3944. The downtown grocery stores in Caledonia. Okay, the time is 11:16. All right. Now, what was the name? Oh, and the lady that whose husband had that grocery store, she was always at my my Memorial Day speeches at the cemetery in Caledonia. And I just saw her the other day. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Was it Albers or A&P?
No, it was neither of those.
Okay,
keep thinking. All right, yeah, it wasn't a chain store. It was a locally owned. Yeah. Okay. Now let me see what... Oh, my. I've got to look up here. And, here's a dandy. I doubt if you'll be able to get this one. So, but you'll get a smoothie if you do. There was once a county commissioner in Marion who, after he retired from public service, went to Columbus and became the librarian for the State House. And he was from Clarendon. Okay, let me see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Would it be Norris's Grocery?
Norris's? I don't recall that one. Do you remember? Give me the grocery store that was on the southeast corner of the square in Caledonia. 7403-3944. Lisa, did she get the, was it?
This.
No, Dick Kornblow got that. I think Lisa would have had to get the, a smoothie.
Okay.
Remember that song? You're an old smoothie. Oh, yes. Oh, so, Dick Kornblow got the Ridgedale ticket. He'll like that. Ridgedale Lions Club. Was that it? A what?
Movie?
I didn't have a movie ticket. I can't think of any. No. Interesting. No, I haven't given away any movie tickets. I wish I could. I wish I had some to give away. Oh, interesting. Well, anyhow, oh my, 11:19 is the time, and I've got a lot more local questions that are part of Marion's history, really. Yesterday, we talked about Phil Miller, the great piano player, as she had the Phil Miller Trio, played all over the Marion area. Okay, now here's, I'm trying to think here of what I haven't, I think this would be too hard, but let's try. There was a local owner of a very prominent business whose, I think it was fifth in line relative, signed the Constitution. Ah, yeah, so this local man. had a relative in Washington that signed the Constitution. Is that?
Bob's here.
Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. Okay, so there was a local man here who, one of his relatives, signed the Constitution of the United States. His first name was George. His first name was George. What was his last name? A relative of a man who brought business to Marion. Wasn't born in Marion. This man was born, I think, in Fremont. But he moved to Marion with a business he started up. The business is still there. But the man isn't. He's long gone. And his relative signed the Constitution. That's right. Now, who was that? Yeah, you'll have a hard time figuring that one out. So you think about that. This man owned a business. He came to Marion from, I think, Fremont, started up a business, and the business is still there, not owned by him anymore. But one of his relatives signed the Constitution. His relative had the same last name. All right. Okay, let's go to something else here. Let's go to LaRue. We've been in Caledonia. We've been in Prospect. Now let's go to LaRue. Who was the prominent retailer in LaRue? I think it's the same man that had the Airedale dogs. Now, what would his name have been? You folks over at LaRue, do you remember? You should. I think the building was tore down, though, that past 15 years or so. Who was this man of LaRue? A prominent businessman who I'm sure is the same man that sold and trained dogs like Harding's dog. But Harding didn't get his dog from LaRue. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
A prominent businessman.
Yes, was his name Walter Lingo?
You know, it wasn't. Walter Lingo is the one that had the dogs. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'll give you a smoothie. Would you like a smoothie?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And what is your name?
Karen.
Karen? Okay, Karen. You get this smoothie, and that's a 20-ounce smoothie.
Okay, Where do I pick up the ticket?
Yeah, we'll be here till 1 o'clock today.
Where at?
Do you know, in downtown Marion, we're at the southwest corner in the old Frank Brothers department store building.
Okay.
It's now Ohio Health. Now, you come in the door and you press number 2 on the elevator.
Okay.
And that will bring us right up to our floor. And our name is on the door.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Karen. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Ollie Longshore, yeah. Well, the guy who was thinking, Walter Lingo's the one with the dogs. Ollie Longshore was the businessman. Yeah, very, very prominent. Ollie Longshore and Walter Lingo, two big names in LaRue. Okay, now, I tell you what. At one time, the American Legion in LaRue was closing, I think it was the Legion. They were moving out, or moving their location. And they called me as president of the historical site at that time. They wanted to give me some pictures and mementos from past time. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
Ollie Longshore was in New Bloomington.
Oh, New Bloomington?
Right.
No kidding.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
Right across from, where Haberman's and the blacksmith shop, right there on that northwest corner of the main street, I think.
I was thinking that was LaRue.
Nope.
I'll be doggone.
Nope. Yep. They, Ollie, and that's a she.
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
Yes. So had a little gas pump, one of those pump. hand pump.
Yeah,
pump,
yeah, you pumped
out,
pull out the gas.
Door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
They had, it was a little bit like Snow's Racket Store.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, yes, yes.
A little bit of groceries and everything. Went to aisle, I think it was back in the, back around 60 or so, they was cleaning out the store, and there was a pack of green pack of Lucky Strikes.
Oh.
Because back in, later they were all white packs with a red bullet, you know, in the middle of the Lucky Strikes.
LSMFT.
Yeah, but back in the 60s, before World War II, they were green. But the saying was that because they needed the green dye, the Lucky Strike green went to war.
Well, interesting.
And they,
yeah.
And that time they made them all white packs with the red bullet.
Yeah, interesting.
So
good deal. Okay.
All right.
But Walter Lingo had the dogs.
He had dogs, and that was the Lingo hardware store.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
In LaRue also.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Glenn, any news?
We're getting rid of your prizes.
Hey, that's good. People picking up the prizes. Oh, don't forget, too, Glenn will have Swap Shop here at 12:15 today. So keep that in mind. Be sure you call if you have something to sell. Okay, now, Glenn.
Yes.
The man that once owned the other radio station, his relative signed a constitution.
No kidding.
Yeah, George Mason.
Oh, I recognize that name.
Yeah, yeah. His name is Bob Mason here locally.
Huh.
Yeah. So that answers that.
Better than you.
Yeah, right.
Better than me.
Yeah.
I never signed the Constitution.
No, that's right. I ran out of ink.
Yeah, one of those big quill pens.
Yeah, right, yeah. I often thought, it'd be fun to have a quill pen and see what you could do. Sloppy. Remember the ink? The brand name of ink? Quink. Remember that, Glenn?
No.
Yeah, it was called Quink. Q-U-I-N-K. In school.
Yes, I do remember.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Time goes on. Quink ink. And the teacher always gave us a big bottle of Quink to fill our ink wells in our desks. And that got to be kind of a mess until ballpoint pens came out. And I can't remember the year the ballpoint pens were invented, but it sure cleared up a lot of mess. But the Quink was put in, we all had ink wells in our desks. They had a flip-top lid, and you flipped the lid open and poured the ink in, and then you dipped your pen in there. And that wasn't a feather pen, but that was a pen with a fixed neb, they were called. Okay, do you need anything else? The Ridgedale ticket? Yeah, that's Dick Gornflow.
I got a different one.
Oh, from another day.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a crazy mixed up. What is today? Thursday, yes. All day. Okay, I've got another good one here. So George Mason signed the Constitution. That was Bob Mason's relative that owned WMRN and started that station. I bet you never heard of that, did you? Yeah, okay. It was George Mason. Okay, now,
Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And what's the date today? The 23rd. Okay. I think yesterday. Yeah, okay. Put that down here. Okay. That's a great day in the neighborhood. Okay. Now, another bit of history. There was once a very famous television star. In fact, he performed, I'll tell you who it was. William Shatner. Shatner? S-H-A-F-T-N-E-R. William Shatner came to Marion, not only once, but several times, to buy something. Now, what did to have something? Well, he was having something made, and then he bought it, of course. But what was it? What did William Shatner find in Marion that he wanted to buy? Yes, the star of Star Wars. And what else was he in? Shatner, Bill Shatner. Okay, William Shatner. Okay, and what was it he had made in Marion? Figure that one out. I've got all these questions here on local history. I'm getting no answer. You know, to most of them. All right. Here's an easy one. But I'm all out of, I think. I don't think I have any. Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
I think he came to Marion to buy a sulky.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely correct. Yes. Now you win a smoothie if you like.
I would like a smoothie. Thank you very much.
Excellent. What's your name?
Janet Durst.
Okay, Janet. Very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Janet Durst. Let me write that down here. Just a second. Janet. D-I-R-S-T. Smoothie. That's a big smoothie, too. You know what? I wish we had some Panda Express tickets. Let's see. Okay. Janet Durst. Right, I better put her name down here on this smoothie. Okay. There. Now, I think we've got winners today. Karen's picking up a smoothie. Janet Durst will pick up a smoothie. Dick Gornflow will pick up Ridgedale. And I'll pick up anything that's along the way. Oh, my. I've got to meet with my fellow class members here in another hour or so. My class graduated Bucyrus High School 1952, and that was the year, it was 1950 when the radio station in Marion needed somebody to operate the high school reporter program. They gave me an amplifier. I might still have that, I don't know, amplifier, and when I turned the volume up, it put me on the air in Marion with our high school reporters. That was my first, and boy, it used to make me nervous. Are they going to hear me okay? Yep, remember that, 1950. I got my ham radio license in 1949. Boy, that was a long time ago. And that's why I was acquainted with them in electronics and so forth. So then after I graduated, I went to work there as a night watchman. Anything to get in radio. Okay, now. We got the Shatner and Bob Mason and George Mason, who signed the Constitution. And now let's go back to LaRue. The American Legion over there gave me a flag.
And this flag was nigh on to mighty old. And it was an organization that was formed after the Civil War. And they had it at the American Legion in LaRue. So they had a chapter there. Now I want you to tell me, what's the name of the group that formed after the Civil War? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me that? This was in, well, it wasn't just LaRue, it was all over. What was the name of the organization that came out of the Civil War? Okay, now here's another one. Of course, I don't have anything to give away. I gave everything away that I had to give away. So tomorrow, we'll start that all over again. Right now, it's 11:35. And, yeah, we're doing okay here. And let me see. The flag, that it's at Heritage Hall, it probably will never be displayed because it's three shades of rotten. You know, it's so old. From 1865 to the present time. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting. What was the name of that group? It was like a fraternal group and made up of probably Civil War veterans. What was its name? I got that? It was quite well known for years and years. And what was it? Do I have to give you a hint? Okay, thanks. I'll give you a hint. It stood for the first name was Grand. I'll give you that much. The first name was Grand. Okay. Now we go from there past Schottner that had buggies made here. We go to the corner, the northeast corner of State and Center Street, the northeast corner. The store is there selling books now. And now here's, I think she might be picking up her Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
When she gets here, I'll come in.
Yeah.
All right. I apologize to your audience.
That's all right.
Bugging you today.
Yeah. And Dick. That's his Ridgedale.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a great day in that neighborhood. Okay. So this business originated at the, I think there used to be a dime store in there too, but now they sell used books. That was the beginning of a business that still prevails today. Yes, indeed. It's a business that still going strong today, and it was formed by coating popcorn with a gooey mixture. Oh, it was good. I think that was before my time. So what business developed out of that corner, the northeast corner of State and, it was State Street, wasn't it, or Prospect? Prospect Street. Yeah. Corner of Prospect and West Center. Got that? Right where there today is a bookstore, used bookstore. It was in that building right there. They got a business started that still exists today. Now, what was the name of that business? Okay. You're hearing history today, folks. Not so old. Eber Baker has no part in any of this. Okay. This is newer history. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. You can't. Well, the business is still here today, and it's quite old. And what's the name of the business today? It was a grandfather, apparently the people that operate the business today, that had this building and made this coated popcorn. It was so good. It sold like gangbusters. Okay, now, we will move along here. What else can I ask you that you don't know? In the Clarendon Cemetery. You know where Clarendon is? Yeah, I live there. I live catty corner from the cemetery. And in the cemetery, there's a monument. In fact, there are two monuments to the same family. Yeah, two monuments to the same family. What's the name of the family? They got a short name. A short name and a tall monument. A short and a tall. A short, heavy, and a tall, slim monument in the Clarendon Cemetery for this one family. What is their name? And of course, if you answer correctly, I have nothing to give you. But tomorrow, tomorrow I'll have a bunch of stuff again. Okay. But just for the fun of it, can you name that family that, they were very prominent in that area? Landowners. And just the one monument that is in the Clarendon Cemetery has a whole story behind it that is worthy of... here we go. Okay, good morning.
Either pronounced A or I.
A, yeah. The A family, yeah. Family. A-Y-E.
Yeah.
Is this Nancy?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'll let you go.
Okay, bye. Thanks, Nancy. Okay, yeah. It was the A family, A-Y-E. And they have a tall monument. I don't know how tall it is. 25, 50 feet tall. And a bench in front of it. And then to the east of that is their other monument. It's a 50 or 60 ton rock with their name on it. And, you know, A-Y-E. They had that carved into the rock. Now, the rock did not come necessarily from Marion County. They dug it up over the line in Morrow County. And they had to pull it all the way to Clarendon with a Huber steam tractor and horses. The steam tractor, actually, what it did was bring supplies of water and what else? The Huber steam tractor was so heavy, it crashed through the bridge in Clarendon. And I've got pictures showing the bridge collapse and a Huber steam engine down the bottom of that bridge. The bridge went down. But they pulled with a horse and a winch. They pulled that 50 or 60 ton rock all the way from Morrow County, just over the line, pulled it to the Marion Cemetery. And there it sits, never to move again. And I've had more people come out and try to analyze it. At first they thought it was a meteorite. Oh, it's a conglomerate rock. That means it's made out of a whole slew of different rocks. But a lot of people thought it was a meteorite. It's in the Clarendon Cemetery. If you ever get a chance, drive out and see it. You won't believe. It's the only monument. Oh, there's another monument in the Clarendon Cemetery that is quite interesting. It's a cast iron bear. You never heard of anything like that in a cemetery, I'm sure. But there is a cast iron bear marking the grave of an individual buried there on the other side of the cemetery. A on one side and the bear people on the other.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. We've got about 13 minutes left in the program. And going back to another question I had, can you name the man from Clarendon that was a librarian at the State House in Columbus? Yeah, he passed away a long time ago. But he was his wife was a quilter, even up into her 90s. She had a group that made quilts. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But her husband, who was once a county commissioner, went to Columbus and was appointed, apparently, librarian for the State House. Now, who was he? Now, you see, these are things within the past 40, 50 years. What was his name? It starts with the letter L. That gives you a hint. All right. And now, another question. If there was an industry in Marion that made bent wood, they had to bend wood for a certain purpose. And so they used steam cabinets. In other words, you put this wood in a steam cabinet and turned up the steam. And you could bend that wood wherever you wanted it. In fact, I made a buggy wheel once by bending, what did I bend? I had to make a new rim, a new wooden rim. And so I put the wood, a straight piece of wood, in a piece of spouting, put the spouting on a hibachi grill, turned up the heat, pulled out the long piece of wood, and bent it into a round wheel and put holes in it for spokes. Well, that was a while ago. Okay. Yeah, I wonder how many calls you'll get on Swap Shop today. Oh, hopefully somebody's got something you'd like to sell. Now, the lady with the cat no longer has a cat. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, she needs another cat. Well, I don't know if she needs another cat or not. Okay, so who was the Caledonian that was a librarian at the State House in Columbus? His first letter, his first name started with the letter L. And his first name had to do with a religious figure from the past, a Lutheran religious figure. You understand any of that? Oh, my. Or can you tell me what year was Harding High School's state football champions? What year was Harding High School the state football champions? See if we can get that one. I should save some of these for tomorrow, so I don't have to spend the rest of the day today thinking up questions. Yeah, I've got several for tomorrow already. Okay. So we got the A monument. We don't have the librarian from Caledonia. We need to know what industry in Marion used steam cabinets to bend wood. Or what year did Harding High School produce the state football champions? And they haven't since that time. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
1958.
Was it 58? I asked my wife, I said, wasn't it 58? She said, no, it was 59.
But no, 1958. It's on the back of the stadium over there.
Oh, no kidding. I guess some of the guys carried over in the next year.
Yeah, there was Ludwig's on that team.
Yeah,
Middleton's on that team.
Cleo, not Cleo, but Paul.
Paul,
and Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who else?
I just said it.
Yeah. He's kind of crippled up today. I might be in the nursing home. He played such a rough game, it messed him up forever.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that championship team. He used to have a...
football is.
Yeah.
Phil Reed was on that team, too, wasn't he?
Phil Reed.
Yeah.
And Phil Reed. And this guy, anyhow, 58, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was 58. 59 had a carryover, a lot of those guys. All right. Yep, that was quite an era. Now, the class of 59 had their last reunion, I think it was last year, the last reunion they'll ever have. I guess they figure they're getting too old. Well, hey, look at me. I'm 85, and we're still having reunions every month. But, yeah, we're all getting a little tired, that's for sure. Now, don't forget, tomorrow, Moral United Methodist Church will have that, it's not a thinning breakfast, sausage, gravy, and biscuits. Oh, by the way, I am down now to the weight, almost the weight I wanted to get to, that my dad, my dad was heavy when he came home from the Navy, but later on, he lost weight. He was weighed 155 when he died. I'm at 158. Yes. And I eat sushi. That's one of the big things. If you want to lose weight, I know a lot of people, wrinkle their nose when you mention sushi. Yesterday, George Casillas mentioned kimchi. Now, kimchi is kind of like cabbage, only a little stronger. And you can find it in the produce department in glass jars at Meijer. Kimchi. Okay, there. You can go to the internet and find a recipe for using that kimchi. But I like, I tell you, I just love these. Sushi. Yeah. Oh, my. And it fills you up. And I think that, I don't know if that's why I lost weight, or maybe I'm dying. I don't know. But I went from 168 down to 158, I think. Okay. Oh, my. Well, let me see. What else can I ask you? It's 11:53. Tell you what, I'm going to save the rest of my questions for tomorrow. Now, if any of you would like to call and comment about anything at all, why, please feel free. All right. And I kind of snicker a little bit. One of the class members of 1959 moved to Florida, right where that big freeze occurred. I could have been nasty and sent them an email saying, hey, just like Marion. But I didn't, because it won't be freezing too long down there. But, you talk about freezing. That's bad on oranges. Bad on lemons. It's bad on humans. Oh, 11:54 is the time. Anybody like to call and talk about anything, ask me a question. Whatever. And don't forget Glenn Coble and Swap Shop at 12:15 today. Right now, it is 11:54. Is there anything you'd like to ask about questions of today? All right. So it goes. It's been a kind of a productive day. And Robert T. Gray. Oh, he was big in Boy Scouts. What a guy. What a generous doctor he was. He gave house calls, whether he was on skis or had to take a rowboat, whatever. He knew as a doctor he was on call.
and he answered his calls. Now, another thing, you probably read about it. Has it been in the paper? It was on television several times. The fact that Marion, Ohio, as well as Circleville, has its own helicopter base to answer quicker any emergency calls, like not fatalities necessarily, but car crashes desiring quick transportation to Columbus, or heart attacks, quick transportation to Columbus. It's located, oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
That one question you had about the Carmel Corn place.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Wyandotte.
Oh.
Right?
Well, eventually, it was Shirk's Candy.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, I did, when they was talking about, I know I'd heard that. They had a little article in there, the history of Shirk.
Oh, that's
right. A little
right.
while back in,
in
the Marion Star. That's right. I guess they liked that time and place because that was sort of in the center of all
the
movie theaters.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yes. You know, right. Just down the street was the Marion Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Palace.
Palace. And that other...
And the State.
State, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're right. That was Shirk's.
That must have been good. I can only imagine it must have tasted delicious.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. My mom used to make caramel corn. She worked out at, I think it was, what was that? Ames, was it out?
There was an Ames, yes.
Yeah, and they had a caramel corn and a hot dog type place right up in front of the store.
Wow, yeah.
And she made that.
I once saw them making Cracker Jack.
Oh,
at Wyandotte.
Yeah.
For a while, they were making
They were big in Cracker Jack.
And they had like a cement mixer.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting to see industrial.
Yeah, the industrial part of Marion. Oh,
right.
Boy, I guess so.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
okay,
Charlie.
Thank you. Yep. Okay. It's now 11:57. Don't forget Swap Shop with Glenn at 12:15 today. And if you won anything today, it's available for pickup until 1 o'clock today. And what else? It's 11:58 right now. We're about to end of our thing. I got a head for Bucyrus right after I'm off here. To our kids from, the kids, yeah, from 1952. And that was the year just before that I tried to join the Navy. I'd have been in the Korean War. I tried to join the Navy in 51 before I graduated. But it didn't happen. 11:58, and did everybody pick up their...
Not everybody.
Not everybody, but half of them, I suppose. Yeah, so Glenn will be here with you doing a Swap Shop from 12:15 to 1, and we don't have any cats to give away today, do we? You just never know. Oh, boy.
Give me an hour.
Yeah, an hour, yeah. You'll accumulate some, yeah. 11:59, it's about time for me to say toodaloo. And I'll see you tomorrow morning about the same time. Take good care of yourself. We're edging up now to 11:59, and actually we're edging up to noon. So stick with us, like they said at the glue factory. We'll see you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to...